Millions of people around the world are searching for soul sacred wisdom, knowledge, and practices to fulfill their spiritual journeys. They really want to know the purpose of life. They want their spiritual journeys to be deeply blessed. They also want to transform every aspect of their physical lives. They want health. They want happiness. They want to rejuvenate. They want to prolong life. They want good relationships. They want financial abundance. Why do so many people care about their spiritual journeys? They realize that the physical life is short, while soul life is eternal. A human's soul has experienced hundreds and perhaps even more than 1,000 lifetimes as a human being. Why does a soul have to repeat life as a human being again and again? The reason is that a soul needs to be purified and purified more and more. To be a human is to be given a great opportunity for purifying and uplifting your soul. Why does a soul need to be purified? A soul needs to be purified in order to raise its spiritual standing higher and higher in heaven. Why does a soul need to uplift its standing to higher and higher layers of heaven? The divine resides in Tian Wai Tian, which is at the top of heaven. Tian literally means heaven. Wai means beyond. So Tian Wai Tian means heaven beyond heaven. Tian Wai Tian is the divine realm. Souls that reach Tian Wai Tian stop reincarnation. They continue to serve humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. However, they will not become a human being anymore. They will offer great service in soul form. If you call them, they will come from Tian Wai Tian to serve you. After serving you, they will return to Heaven's Temple in Tian Wai Tian to continue to do Shulian. Shulian is an ancient spiritual term. Shu means purification. Lian means practice. Shulian represents the totality of the spiritual journey. It includes the cultivation and the purification of your soul, heart, mind, and body. Shulian is the process and the practice of purification to uplift your spiritual standing. Neither you nor your soul can decide your spiritual standing. The Akashic Records decides your spiritual standing. The Akashic Records are a special place in heaven where all of your lives are recorded, including all of your activities, behaviors, and thoughts. They also decide your spiritual standing in heaven based on your life records. As I read this, there are about 6.7 billion human beings on Mother Earth. Our souls reside in Jiu Tian. Jiu means nine. Again, Tian means heaven. So Jiu Tian is the nine layers of heaven. Souls in Jiu Tian must reincarnate. After your physical life ends, your soul will stay in heaven for a while. How long it stays depends on how much good service you give humanity, Mother Earth, and the universes. The better you serve in this physical life, the longer you will stay in heaven. But you will return as a human being again. Your soul has and will continue to reincarnate again and again to purify. It will continue to gain more wisdom. It will have the opportunity to offer more service to humanity, Mother Earth, and the universes. Do a good job, and your soul will be uplifted higher and higher in heaven. moving to Tian Wei Tian, the divine realm, is your soul's direction, desire, and the final destiny. Millions of people are searching for soul wisdom, knowledge, and practices to fulfill their spiritual journeys because millions of souls have realized that their journey is to move towards the divine realm. Why do souls have this realization? Because they understand the benefits of reaching the divine realm. Souls who reach the divine realm, Tian Wei Tian, stop reincarnation. Souls who reach the divine realm will not become a human being anymore. But some souls become very powerful higher level servants. This is not difficult to understand this. To reach the divine realm, a soul must have great purity and be an unconditional universal servant. Millions of people pray to the divine for blessings. When you pray to the divine will respond. The divine will come to bless you and then return to the divine temple in heaven. The divine blesses us in soul form. The divine is an unconditional universal servant. In a similar way, all souls in Tian Wei Tian blesses us in soul form. All souls in Tian Wei Tian are unconditional universal servants. The divine is the highest soul. Souls who reach divine realm are closer to the divine. To be closer to the divine is to be more aligned with the divine in soul, heart, mind, and body. To be closer to the divine is to be given great abilities to serve through transmissions of divine soul power. Souls who reach Tian Wei Tian receive special teachings, blessings, and further purification directly from the divine. Imagine the honor of receiving direct divine teaching, blessing, and empowerment. No words can explain this greatest honor and blessing further. What more can a soul wish for or receive? This is why moving to the divine realm is the direction, desire, and the destiny of every soul. It is easy to understand the benefits of reaching the divine realm. It's not easy to receive them. As I shared in the beginning section of this book on the Soul Power series, the soul-led era, a new era for Mother Earth and all universes, begin on August 8, 2003. It will last 15,000 years. In a soul-led era, many more people will realize the importance of the spiritual journey. Almost all souls of humanity are eager to move higher and higher in the spiritual realms toward the divine realm. It is very difficult to move to the divine realm. To be uplifted to Tian Wei Tian is the greatest honor and blessing attainable in one's spiritual journey. The divine will select only the purest souls who have offered the greatest service to humanity, Mother Earth, and the universes to be uplifted to Tian Wei Tian. In the previous 15,000 years era that ended on August 8, 2003, the only two souls to be uplifted to Tian Wei Tian were the top spiritual leaders in Jiu Tian. These two beings are named Nüwa Niangniang and Yuan Shi Tianzun. Let me share with you part of the incredible stories of these two great beings. Legends about Nüwa Niangniang can be found in ancient Chinese records. Nüwa Niangniang had the head of a human being and the body of a snake. She was a very quiet person. Although she didn't speak much, she had a very big heart with deep love and compassion. In that distant and very ancient time, it was known that heaven was supported by four huge columns, but they broke in and collapsed. Half of heaven then fell down to Mother Earth, leaving a big hole in heaven and forming a big opening in Mother Earth. This event also caused huge forest fires and floods. Wild animals became very disturbed and began to attack and hurt people. During this time of great disasters, Nguyen 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 select five different colored stones from a special river and cook them down to create a glue-like substance. She then used this glue to plug the hole in heaven. She cut four legs from a huge sea turtle and placed them in the four directions so that they could hold up heaven. She killed a monstrous black dragon that was menacing people, and she also repelled wild animals. She collected reeds and burned them, used the ashes to block the floods. Due to her efforts, the disasters stopped. This story was taken from a historical Chinese book. Now, let me share a legend of Yuan Shi Tianzun. Pan Gu Zhenren was the first embodiment of Yuan Shi Tianzun. This was as a bird. Pan Gu Zhenren spent many years in an egg. He extended his arms and legs to try to crack the egg and break free. In doing this, he was actually expanding heaven and earth. Before the universe was created, everything was blurred, formless, and chaotic. There were no stars, no sun, no moon, and no Mother Earth. Pan Gu Zhenren was the essence of the universe. He absorbed heavenly qi and also drank of the earth's spring. The essence of Pan Gu Zhenren flowed through the universe. After he created heaven and earth, he left his body behind and transported his soul to heaven. Various parts of the Pan Gu's body become the sun, the moon, the stars, the rivers, the mountains, the thunder, the lightning, and the wind. Pan Gu's body become all that was created upon Mother Earth. Meanwhile, his soul flowed freely throughout the universe. After millions and millions of years, Pan Gu Zhenren met a holy woman named Tai Yuan Yu Nu. He transformed into light and went into Tai Yuan's body. After 12 years of being in Tai Yuan Yu Nu's body, he was born as Yuan Shi Tianzun. Yuan Shi Tianzun was the first Taoist saint and the original king of heaven. Many call him the grandfather of heaven. Yuan Shi means originator, Tian means heaven, and Zun means revered. Yuan Shi Tianzun gave birth to Tian Huang Zhi Wang Mu. Tian Huang Zhi Wang Mu, who was heaven's mother, gave birth in turn to Earth King. Earth King gave birth in turn to the human king. Yuan Shi Tianzun was the first to reach immortality. He had very high powers and has helped people in all eras. As every new era came about, Yuan Shi Tianzun would embody and offer his help. Yuan Shi Tianzun has served for countless years. Call on Nguyen 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 or Yuan Shi Tianzun to bless your life. Invoke them, spend 3 minutes with them to experience their power. Then you will understand the souls in Tian Wei Tian are powerful servants beyond comprehension. They are purest divine servants. Call them and they will respond. Just as when you call the divine will respond. Join me in experiencing their soul power now. In the first practice, you will ask Nüwan Yangyang to boost your energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Here is how to do it. Say hello to Nüwan Yangyang. Dear Nüwan Yangyang, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Could you give me a blessing for 3 minutes to boost my energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity? I am grateful. Thank you. Then completely relax, close your eyes. Go into a calm, meditative state. Pause and silently chant for 3 minutes. Nüwan Yangyang, boost my energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Nüwan Yangyang, boost my energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Nüwan Yangyang, boost my energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Nüwan Yangyang, boost my energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. After 3 minutes, say, hao, hao, hao. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Hao means good, perfect in Chinese. The first thank you is to the divine. The second thank you is to Nüwan Yangyang. The third thank you is to your own soul. We will close every practice in this way. Gong song means return with respect. You are returning Nüwan Yangyang to her heaven's temple in Tian Wei Tian with great respect, gratitude, an honor for her having come to offer you her healing and a blessing. If you did this 3 minutes practice with me and your third eye is open, you could have seen the huge soul of Nüwan Yangyang blessing you. The third eye, one of the body's major spiritual centers, is a cherry-sized energy center located in the center of your head. After you open and develop the third eye, you will be able to see images of the spiritual world. If you could not see her soul, you may have seen light of various colors, golden, rainbow, purple, or even crystal light. If you could not see light, you may have felt some tingling or vibration. If you are not sensitive, you may not have felt anything. This does not mean you didn't receive Nüwan Yangyang's blessing. Everyone is different, so everyone could have unique feelings and reactions. Everybody could receive different levels of blessing for energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Some highly developed spiritual beings and advanced energy healers and practitioners could feel their bodies shaking. Some people could feel a gentle and refined vibration in their bodies. I would like to emphasize that you really need to follow my directions to do the practices. Really do them with me. Do not simply listen to me speaking. If you simply listen without practicing, you will miss the essence of this audiobook. Why ask you to do a practice? As I just did by asking you to ask Nüwan Yangyang to bless your energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Do the practice exactly as I ask you to. You will receive benefits beyond words and comprehension. Energy reactions in the body. In receiving the blessings and doing the practices, divine frequency and divine light will come to you. Energy and spiritual blockages can be removed or reduced. Individuals can have a variety of responses, including seeing images and feeling energy in the body. I would like to offer some teaching and guidance about energy reactions in the body. Generally speaking, people who are sensitive, fatigued, or weak have more dramatic energy reactions to soul blessings. When you practice and receive soul blessings from saints, divine soul songs, divine soul downloads, and more, your body could shake and vibrate dramatically. If this causes you some discomfort, let me show you a simple way to calm your body. Immediately, put your right middle fingertip on the center of the top of your head and your left middle fingertip on your navel. Call divine love and light. Dear divine love and light, calm me, calm me, calm me, calm me. Within 1 minute, your body's reaction should calm down. Then concentrate on your lower dantian. The lower dantian is a foundation energy center that is centered 1.5 chun below the navel and 2.5 chun inside the abdomen. The chun is a unit of measurement used in traditional Chinese medicine. One chun is defined as the width of the top joint of thumb at its widest part. Although this varies from person to person, it is roughly equivalent to 1 inch. The lower dantian is roughly the size of your fist. The lower dantian is foundation for one's energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. And so it is the key for long life. Visualize all light from the universe concentrating in your lower dantian. The purpose of doing this is to accumulate universal energy to build your foundational center of energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. In the same way, if you do any energy healing or spiritual healing, at end, spend 1 minute concentrating on the lower dantian. This is called shou gong, which means close the practice. People who are healthy and physically strong may not feel a clear vibration when they receive soul blessings in this book. This is perfect. Generally speaking, physically strong people are not sensitive to energy and spiritual blessings. But if you do not feel too much, it does not mean you're not receiving the benefits of the blessings. You are still receiving great benefits for healing, rejuvenating, and transforming your frequency to higher and more refined levels. Continue to practice as I teach in this audiobook. You will feel more and more. You may not feel a clear vibration for quite a long time. It could take years. But if you continue to practice, one day you will feel such a dramatic vibration that you could be scared. Whatever your energy reaction, there's no need to be scared. If you have a strong reaction I showed you the technique to calm your body just now. If you shake so much that you cannot handle it, apply this technique right away. It will help you stop shaking. If using the technique for 1 minute is not enough to calm your body, continue to practice for a few more minutes. Gentle shaking for a few days is okay. That is your body's development. If you reach the condition of strong shaking, I congratulate you. Sometimes the body will go through strong shaking a few times for further and further development. After experiencing dramatic shaking one time or perhaps a few times, you could then experience a very refined vibration when you do energy or spiritual practices. If you reach the condition of a refined vibration, a very slight tingling sensation or itchiness, I congratulate you again. Itchiness is a very important signal that a frequency of the energy in your body is transforming to a significantly higher level. In summary, in most cases, the development of one's energy response to soul blessings is a process from no feeling to a little feeling, then to a strong feeling, to shaking, and finally to a refined feeling. This is the process for advanced energy and spiritual practice. Many people who do not do energy or spiritual practices may never shake once in their entire lives. Whatever kind of reaction happens during your practice, it is right for your journey. If you feel uncomfortable, use the calming technique right away. Put your right middle finger on the center of the top of your head and your left middle finger on your navel. Ask divine love and the light to calm you, and finally focus on your lower dantian. If you want to receive my advanced energy and spiritual training, I welcome you to join my various training programs, including soul healing and enlightenment retreats, open your spiritual channels workshops, various teleclasses, and more. It has been nearly 50 years since I began my energy and spiritual journey with Tai Chi practice at age 6. I have constantly received the guidance from my spiritual fathers and mothers in the soul world and from many great physical masters and teachers. Even though I'm now a teacher myself and have taught many thousands of people worldwide, I'm still receiving constant guidance from my teachers and from the divine. In the energy and the spiritual journey, you do need a teacher to guide you. It will save you lots of time and effort. It will help you avoid making mistakes. You will progress much faster. There are many great teachers worldwide. Find the proper teacher to guide you in your energy and spiritual journey. I wish you great success in your energy practice and in your spiritual journey. 好!